Token Smart Podcast. I'm Sandy Meows, here back with my dude Rizzle. Rizzle, I'm back. Hey, how are ya?
Yo, I was spreading rumors that, like, you got, you know, overtaken by an evil tooth, or, like, you know, were stuck in the dentist's office or something like that. Like, how I got stuck in Boombox Head's office when they all went to the weed room or something like that. So, Sandy, we were worried about you. We were sending, like, positive vibes during the whip and everything. And I'm sure everyone will be happy to hear that you're back in action. Although the evil tooth still, like, is lingering on a little bit, perhaps. We'll get rid of it, though.
Yeah. Evil tooth is still lingering a little bit, but we're here. We're back. Dude, I feel like I missed out on so much. There was so much happening. And then, dude, talk about...
It seems like you've been gone for like 8,000 years, honestly. Like one week in the... And I don't know if it's a coincidence or not. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but you were gone and the price of crypto just gutted everywhere, you know, across the board. Yes. So there's an abundance of conspiracy theories, but I believe your absence from the community is really what triggered the crash. And, you know, hopefully now back in action, you know, we'll get crypto back on its feet again, NFT land, you know, in full swing and, back to more all-time highs. Shout out Dragonate. You know, he was a big help. Quigbell, everyone was like holding it down on your behalf. And our crowds are amazing. You know, our audience is cool and sending positive vibes and very understanding. Frankie Needles is the man. He hopped on for a special episode with me of the Token Smart podcast last week. And got to talk to him about what he's doing over at the bar in Decentraland. Let's see, what else did you... I mean, obviously, like, all the regular programming was dope. But we did have the quote-unquote season finale of The Whip at Mark Rendar's place, built by Point Shark. We went back to the CD section of Crypto Voxels. He had an awesome street artist that he's onboarding named Andy Council, who did a drop. I managed to scoop up one of the... pieces that he put out there, and I gotta say, as a side note, I love the drops that have a limited run at like a low price point, so like I can actually get into many drops instead of like having to pick one out of like 1,000, and you know, I could only afford one. But so I appreciated that about Andy's drop. It's cool. I'll send you some links, Sandy. I'm sure we can drop them in the chat.
Is that drop over, or do you think it's still live?
No, there's definitely still a few pieces out there. I want to say there are 50 of the lowest ones, so I would be surprised if they're all sold out by now. But it's cool. Actually, the lowest price ones, in my opinion, were the coolest ones because it's like a direct representation of the street art that this guy made. And the other ones are really cool. They are obviously like attempts to like sort of bring the street art into the digital realm. So that he did like some really cool work with like Tilt Brush and sort of like reimagining the 2D piece in like the 3D environment. But the lowest price point piece was just like the straight up like OG street art piece. So I grabbed one of those, and it's dope, man. Mark is so cool. And we were actually talking about how it was literally about a year ago, almost on the nose, that we were there last time around with the subway scavenger hunt. So I got to check the forum. We did another scavenger hunt in the subway. People had to like sort of interview the gang members in there. not interview them, but like, you know, check them all out. There's like various traits people had to pick out. And Mark Rendar's got some Ren DMC shell toed voxel shoes that he gave out or is about to give out to the first 20 people who completed the scavenger hunt. We got selfie contest. We did cheddar drop. And I got to say, Sandy, as I'm like planning all these things, I'm like, oh my God, Sandy does so much on a regular basis. Like, I got to carve up this tweet to, like, you know, coordinate the selfie thing and, like, figure out where these ETH addresses are being compiled. It's like, oh, I miss you, Sandy.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
No apologies necessary. It was dope. Everyone pitched in. We pulled it off. I think everyone stayed safe in the subway of Crypto Voxels and crushed it. It was a great way to, you know, wrap up the season finale of The Whip, and gave away a lot of stuff. Cool drop. I think everyone had a good time. So it was, you were missed, but we held it down. And fortunately, you know, we don't miss a beat over here, and we got a packed week coming up. So we're ready to, you know, sort of throw you right back into the fire with,
yeah, with
this Narcissus thing. What do you know about this Narcissus thing? I know it's like a 1.5 day event. I think it's somewhat light on our end in terms of, like, hands on. They're mostly shouldering the production end of things. But what's the deal with that as far as you know?
So Narcissus tomorrow presents the Rare Peep exhibition, where they're going to be having, I believe, different just Rare Peep pieces that they have. And it is a 2-day event, the 26th through the 26th. I mean, the 25th to the 26th, starting with the gallery show and a panel of 11 auctions opening and closing the events with in Decentraland and Token Smart. So they're going to have DJ Peep performing live, a raffle, and NFT giveaways as well. I do want to backtrack, Rizzo, though. I just want to say thank you to everyone and for holding it down and keeping the party going as well. I definitely missed all of you as well. So it was right there, the love.
Yes, yeah, of course. No, great to have you back in the swing of things. Everyone pitched in. Carolina does flinging po-ops around, and, you know, Easy's hopping on the mic when, you know, people had some audio problems. And you were very much missed. I'm sure everyone will be happy that you're back, but everyone was also happy to hold down the fort.
Thanks. But yeah, back to this Narcissus gallery. It's going to be super dope. It's going to be in Decentraland. They're going to have a scavenger hunt as well. And then the auction is actually going to be in Clubhouse. So we want people to meet over in Clubhouse, but we will also be streaming it live in our Discord. Happening tomorrow, too, is the Avastars show-off auction with Rara. And that's going to be the first auction directly in our Discord. I know we've played around with the bot. If you want to participate, all you have to do is type launch Rara. And I believe you have to have Wrap ETH in the bot that they have. Have you been able to play around with that?
Yes, it's actually much easier than even that. Everything's, like, tied pretty seamlessly to OpenSea, so you don't have to actually transfer anything into the bot or anything. Yeah, as long as you're, like, loaded up in your regular MetaMask wallet that's, like, synced up with OpenSea and everything, you don't have to do anything. Matt and I actually recorded, I think it'll be dropped on Wednesday, we recorded a live episode in Rara's Discord where they demoed the bot for us. And we got to, like, actually participate in it live, do the live demo. It's really, really cool. So you don't have to do anything. I mean, as long as, you know, if you're, like, ready to bid on OpenSea, you basically, this sort of, like, circumvents everything. So it's a bot that's in Discord that you can access through Discord that allows you to bid, like, seamlessly and keep up to date on what's going on. And so you don't have to, like, toggle back and forth through, like, a million different things. It's cool. And so this thing on Tuesday, I think a bunch of people put up Avastars to be auctioned off. And I don't know that, like, everyone's really looking to sell these Avastars. Actually, Quig Bell is funny. She's like, you know, we're trying to, this is a cool partnership with Rara for us at Token Smart and at Avastars, because, you know, we do a lot of drops with different platforms, and this just makes it more fun and easy to do it. So it's, like, you know, essentially another cool tool in our tool chest. And so I think Mick over there, I think he hatched the idea of, like, using Avastars as a vehicle to show it off because, you know, he knows that's part of our community. And the problem that Quigbell is running into is that no one wants to auction off their Avastars. So we're actually having somewhat of a difficult time trying to get people to put up Avastars. And it's like, no, you don't actually have to sell them. You know, this is somewhat of an exercise in, you know, just almost like auction culture. Mick made like a really cool point. And his buddy L, actually, who's on the podcast with us, that team, they're cool. And they were talking about how, like, you know, during the bidding wars that go on now, there's actually a lot of like stuff going on, like on the sidelines that is cool community stuff, like sort of people showboating and like upbidding, you know, bidding up each other and being able to talk about it at the same time. And also the people who are auctioning something off being able to essentially like present their stories to the audience as the auction is going on and like, you know, ask questions and that kind of thing. So it seems like a cool mechanism to engage your audience if you're doing an auction and, you know, shed a little bit more light on why something is being auctioned off. Anyway, nobody wants to auction off their Avastars. So
I saw that a few people selected two.
Yeah, I picked two. I picked two cool ones that I feel like, I don't know, if someone comes out of the woodwork with a giant bid, I would probably accept. I don't know, it doesn't have to be a giant bid. I'm looking at it now. I'm like, there's still some left in Series 5. I've got a few I wouldn't mind parting with if I could, like, get rid of one of those and then, like, also be able to scroll for a new one and make a little profit off of it. that's the logic. But so it should be fun. I know Marty McFly is putting a couple up. I think we're putting up a couple from, like, the company Avastar account. I think Dragonator Quigbell might be putting up a couple. And I don't know, maybe they sell, maybe they don't, but I'm excited to just sort of see the experiment play out live just for the sake of, you know, seeing how this whole thing goes down.
I know I had trouble deciding which two. I saw both you and Dragonade put up two of them. So I'm like, oh man, I really love the ones I've chosen. Like, those are my babies.
So, I think they're like family members, right?
Yeah, it's like, okay, bye guys. But I chose two legendary ones with the nice backdrops. And I saw that you chose two legendary ones. So I was like, okay, I could do this.
Yep. Yeah, got an astronaut helmet in there and a cat whiskers one in there. Both pretty cool. It should be cool. I mean, the podcast, I think people will be like really interested in the podcast that Matt and I recorded with them because they've obviously thought a lot about like the community aspect of like auction culture, which is like, I don't know, just way off my radar in terms of like, you know, things to focus a business model around, but I think they're onto something. And this, to my knowledge, is the first thing like that of its type. So I don't know, it'll be a busy day tomorrow. We're like giving away a whole bunch of stuff back for the first week after the break last week with the Avastars giveaway. Nice. I think, right? We're giving some stuff away tomorrow.
Yeah, we're giving a couple of stuff away tomorrow for the Avastars giveaway. And super easy, guys. We'll be sending out the tweet soon. And it should be out by the time you guys are listening to this. So we'll drop that link.
Awesome. Oh, Sandy, the other thing I was going to tell you about was that Love Handles was at Jack's Hideaway.
Oh, my God.
Live. Please, like presenting some award on our behalf and everything. It was nuts and really, really cool. And I was like saying to Love Handles, like just talking to him on DMs and everything, I was like, yo dude, I didn't realize, like, you know, that sending you down there, not like I sent him down there, but he decided to go down there, as you know, I feel like he's just like a good dude trying to, like, you know, make something out of this like whole situation, feeding homeless people. And, you know, Jax has been a good partner of ours. So I was really appreciative that he was just going to go down there in the first place. I know you were, like, before Evil Tooth surfaced. But so Love Handles sort of ended up like representing Token Smart, which is like extremely nice of him. But I'm like, Dude, Love Handles doesn't even like work for us. Like, Love Handles should be down there representing Love Handles. Like, he was the one who like came up with this whole idea in the first place, and we just like piggybacked off of it. And then, like, you know, people are like, you know, thank you, Token Smart, and he's like, you're welcome.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to show up too, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm bringing in like my friends, we're gonna go hang out. And I didn't think that this tooth situation was gonna be like so bad. That was one of the things that I was so bummed about. I was so looking forward to that. And in my head, I had like a little speech just in case I was.
Good thing. Tim don't play.
The fact that Love Handles was up there and represented, I would have to, I need to go back and look at the Twitch and give him a big thank you and hug for doing that for us. Yeah. Thank you,
man. It's worth watching. And he was like very impressive for like very impressive either way, but especially for not even knowing you're going to get pulled up on stage. He's like grabbing the mic and he's like, thank you. And like dropped some like amazing quote that he just like rattled off the top of his head about like helping people and like something community or whatever. I'm like, dude, way to crush it on our behalf. I let Tim know about your evil tooth. I promise you, Sandy, I wasn't like just telling the entire world about your like, you know, health situations or whatever, but I don't know, the evil tooth narrative, I just sort of ran with that. So I hope you don't mind.
It's okay. Like, I hope people know that like the two worst pains are toothache and giving birth as far as people have told me. So it's up there. And the fact that it was, my whole face was just swollen, and to show up and any type of light was just a migraine. So it was just bad, guys. So thanks. But Love Handles, super.
Killed it.
Yeah, I'm going on Twitch right now, trying to look for it right now because.
Oh, it's so good. I'll send you a link to it as well. And Tim is like so like easygoing and like rolling with the punches. You know, he was basically like, you know, we'll get Sandy down here another time, no big deal. He was stoked that Love Handles is coming down, and you know, had a little had a thing printed out to give to him. They were actually celebrating. It was cool because they talked about the Feed the Homeless campaign in the very beginning, but it was also their 1 year anniversary of like their live music situation and everything. So they were like, you know, doing a couple things. Yeah, man, Love Handles is like the celebrity of the hour, standing up there on stage and everything, talking to one of their team members. It was really, really cool. So there will be more opportunities, I'm sure. How just out of curiosity, Sandy, how close or far is that to where you are normally?
Okay, so Newport Beach is probably like, depending on traffic, I'm going to say like an hour and a half to 2 hours from where I live.
Okay, doable.
Yeah, it's doable. We just got to make sure that like I leave a little bit early because I think they start at 6:30 p.m.
Yep. So sounds about right.
Just as long as I leave a little bit early to make sure traffic is still flowing, it's all good. Yeah, but Newport Beach is so beautiful. I love that area. I used to live in Orange County, so super familiar. And they have this art festival that they have that I love showing up to.
Oh, cool.
It's like painting and it's like live painting and colors where like the actual painting moves, but it's people. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yes, I have. That's really cool. I just got hit up by Trippy Yogi about like potentially some art installations for our conference coming up in March and everything. Ooh. And I'm like really starting to get excited about that. And I feel like we're like really making an effort to put like an artistic spin on it, you know, especially with Frankie Nines working behind the scenes, doing a lot of the artwork like hands-on, but like working with that team, the design team and everything. It's gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be in Miami next week for the Bitcoin conference, and like definitely like looking for all the things that they're doing wrong so that we can do them right when it's our turn to do things. So anyone listening who's going to be in Miami next week, hit me up. I would love to hang out with people. I'll be down there for a few days total and everything. We'll
Dude,
be.
Frankie hit me up with like the new Token Smart logo too, and we're looking to revamp a lot of like the graphics as well. So I don't know if anybody's noticed, but we were able to put it up on Twitter and partially on Discord too.
Yeah, it looks good. It's like it looks very professional. I was like, ooh, conferencey. Like we're good. But the design team that he's working with, it's funny because there's a difference in vibes sort of between like the logo that he had made for Token Smart and then based on the one we have currently, and then like the vibe of the conference. I'm pretty sure is like, you know, Frankie's put his foot down on like acid trip in the desert type of like psychedelic vibe going on. It should be like really, really fun. And I can't imagine the Bitcoin conference is going to be like that. I'll be at NFT NYC. I'll be really interested to hear what you think, Sandy. I know you're going on the site visit in a few weeks to Las Vegas to sort of check out, or I think you are, or at least some
Yeah,
people are.
that's
I'm not.
happening in July, I believe the 12th, if I'm
Yeah.
not remembering correctly. But dude, it's coming up quick, and the fact
Yo,
getting all these
seriously.
installations, it's just super more exciting.
It is. The world's opening up, and I feel like everybody's excited to do all the things. And I don't know. I know I am. I'll be broadcasting. I think I'll be down there by the Whip next week. So I'll be broadcasting the Whip from Miami. And actually, this week, we're not missing a beat. Even though we're taking a break for a week from the Whip. We got an awesome thing coming up on Thursday. Jonathan, our buddy, you know, the Song a Day guy, he sent me a link. He's done this a few times before where he does this thing with like the Discord community where he will actually be like reading the chat box and creating his song for that day based on the dialogue going on in the chat box. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, how is he going to keep up with our chat box? Like, it's just going to be
Right?
he's just going to have to, like, I don't know. I
No, I
don't
know. I mean, how can you resist like trolling the chat box too as he's like, you know, trying to
you
make
you
up
know
a
what? This is
song?
perfect because you know how you and I, we love making up songs. And
Yeah. Oh, I know.
so finally we get to get like our lyrics out there.
Dude, I can't even tell you how excited I am for this. And I've been like, you know, low key waiting to like make an appearance in one of Jonathan's songs, you know, somehow, some way, tangentially. I'm like, I gotta get in on one of these things somehow. So I feel like this is it. Thursday, I just gotta like come up with something funny to catch his eye in the chat box. That's what I was saying to Dragonate. I was like, this is gonna be a great like whip time slot on Thursday because all we gotta do is show up. Jonathan's going to be there live. We just cross stream his Twitch channel and then troll the chat box and get a song made for our community. And it should be cool, right? How great is that?
Dude, it's super awesome.
Really, really stoked. Yeah, go ahead.
Because he's been doing a song a day for like, I want to say over 10 years or so now. Something similar like that. I know he's been at it for a while.
He's basically like music people.
Yeah,
Or
he really
Beeple
is.
is basically like Art Jonathan. We should flip it
And he's done
around.
work too for like, I believe like Google or Apple. Like he's done like jingles for them.
Yes, this event is actually in court, like happening simultaneously with his like big drop that's coming out. That he's been doing a few different drops lately, but I think this is the big one coming up on Thursday. That just happened to coincide with this event, so we can troll him about that as well. He's been doing some really dope collaborations with Eclectic Method that I know dropped a few weeks ago and everything. Shout out Eclectic. So that's cool, man. I feel like he, I don't know. I mean, he was always out there doing his thing, but in the past like month or so, I feel like he really fell into our community, and it's cool that he's just like one of these guys that we hang out with periodically. Matt and I went on his podcast. I don't know if that episode came out yet. He was on ours. Now he's coming back in our Discord to record this song with us. I'm liking the people that are falling into the fold with us here.
Me too. Yeah, he has a bunch of stuff. I'm looking at OpenSea right now because I remember checking his workout when you guys had him at the Matthew and Rizzo Show podcast.
Yeah,
He has
he's the man.
quite a few. Yeah.
And he's like, really, one of the things I've noticed is that he's sort of embraced this. Well, I don't know. He does a song every single day. So it's hard to know like what I'm catching versus like how many different songs are out there. But I'm really digging these like songs that are made off of like the like riffed off of the randomly generated NFT beats that are also featuring NFTs as the subject matter. Is just like a great like meta rabbit wormhole like type of thing to create a song around, like the randomly generated NFT things. Had that Steena one from a long time ago, but I know he's done a few since. So no, it'll be cool. We will be immortalized in song a day history after Thursday. I don't know what his turnaround time is, if he like records and releases the same day. I can't even imagine like keeping something like that up, right? Over that long.
I mean, he definitely has a passion for it. Like it's something he loves. So I'm sure it comes natural for him. And it's like, it's so easy for him. But for someone like us, we're just like, oh my gosh, how do you even like produce that?
Seriously. It was cool when we, Matt and I went on his podcast. It was right after the, Christie's auction or Sotheby's, I get them confused, for the punks, and where they had like, you know, put them on like tiny little post-it notes or whatever. I feel like live during the podcast, he came up with the inspiration for that day's song. And then I saw him put it out later on. And I was like, oh, cool. I was like there when he had like the eureka moment of what his like song that day was going to be. And I would imagine every day is like an exercise in that. It's like, or maybe he's got a backlog of ideas. I don't know, man. I was thinking, I'm like, you know, I was like, what do I do every day? Like, basically, I mean, a few things, but not a whole lot that's like, you know, mintable. I was like, but I have like pretty consistently.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like you, like you're very like good at what you do, Rizzo. Like you're very good like at hyping. You're very good at like, you know, bringing the community together. And for you, that comes so natural. Like you're just such a good leader that way, that it's like for you, it's just like, I'm just having fun, you know. And I think that's the same feeling that he has. He's just having fun with it. And to him, it doesn't even click to him that it's like something difficult for other people.
No, you know what? I think you're probably absolutely right. And I would guess that's how his whole thing like started out too, just to do it, you know, just to have fun, just to see what happened. And so that's actually, I was like, along those same lines, I was like, well, I don't do art. I don't do songs, but I haven't released like a shitload of podcasts in the past, like 2.5 years. I was like, am I like NFT podcast people or like something like that? Like, how do I get my podcast up at Christie's?
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe it's time to like start minting the podcast.
Podcast.
Especially people. Those early ones with like you and Jim.
Oh, I would love to. Every now and again, it's really cool. In the wild, like on Twitter, every now and again, someone will post like a random, really old episode of like Matt and Rizzle show or Token Smart podcast. I guess they just caught it or we're going through the archives or something. And it's cool seeing people like listening to old ones and like reposting them in the wild. I don't know, man. I have no idea if there's any value or if people, I don't know. What am I talking about? As someone who collects like tons of dumb shit, I'm sure someone would collect something.
I'm sure like people who were like interviewed, they would want to own, you know, that specific interview. And it's like, oh, you know, I know Matthew and Rizzle.
Yeah.
Like you'll be able to chill it.
Matt and Rizzle, aka the podcast beeples. You're gonna be podcast people, female people, Mrs. Beeple.
Mrs. Beeple here.
Soon, you're catching up. I don't know. I mean, it's just so remarkable when anyone can do something like that with like such consistency. But maybe you're right. Maybe someone would say like the same thing about you know, myself or Matt, like recording these podcasts. But yeah, I just show up and just talk about the stuff that I like would like to be talking about with you anyway, and then we record it. And I don't know, maybe that's like art to Beeple and songs to Jonathan, and it's, you know, just sort of comes comes as naturally as me talking shit does. I have no
for this Thursday. Yeah, I think it'll be fun if like everybody gets creative and then we just start doing like, you know, how we usually block and just make sure we do some really good lyrics. So everyone, you know, get your creative minds going and flowing and get them there. Is that selfie? I know this is unrelated, but since we're talking about the whip and doing this for last week, is the selfie challenge still open?
I don't believe we've officially closed the selfie challenge, but I do have a meeting with Mark tomorrow or Wednesday. So we can officially close the selfie contest. Let's just say it right now at like midnight Monday tonight, Eastern time. And so we'll cut off entries to that. But no, for the most part, Mark was and Andy from the art auction were willing to spread the love. Shout out Known Origin. I think everything went out through Known Origin for this art auction, and they've always been huge supporters of ours. And so Mark's willing to make it rain cheddar on anyone who does the selfie contest properly. So there's a tweet out there carved up for instructions. Anyone who wants to get in there last minute, I think you just got to post your ETH address, take a selfie, say something cool about Andy's art. And then I believe the scavenger. Yeah. The scavenger hunt, I think, is over. I think we had 20 people complete it properly. But that is still out there as well. I can double check, maybe verify by the listening party tonight if that's not the case. But I think all the Ren DMC, shell toes will be distributed shortly as well.
Sweet. Yeah. All right. And we have a lot of, you know, our regular events happening throughout the week. So just make sure you guys also look at the hashtag weekly events as well. Dude, I'm excited to do the Avastars giveaway contest back tomorrow. So
it should be. Oh, yeah, definitely. No, it'll be nice. It's nice to be back in the swing of things. I feel like our like weekly Avastar giveaways are like, I don't know, what am I trying to say? Like the most like fun and simultaneously like informal hangout with the community, at least for me, like throughout the week. You know, I feel like as the space has exploded, you know, there's just less and less time in the day where I get to like just sort of like chill and like gift dance during like Nituno and like that kind of thing, even though I've you know, been trying to pop into everything. But our like weekly Avastars giveaway is like the one like hard thing on my calendar where I'm like, ah, I gotta show up and just like chill with people and make dumb jokes and shoot the shit and I'm super what's that?
And read all the stories.
Yeah, yo, it's so fun. It's so fun. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting back to that. Have we released the contest for this week? What do they have to do?
So pretty much as the other weeks, all you have to do is make sure to tag Avastars and Token Smart. Use a hashtag. I'm going to do hashtag Avastar Tuesday. And then just a screenshot a picture of an Avastar. Make sure you scroll and decide to tell us a story about that Avastar. We're in awesome. Series 5 and we're still kicking it off. So just have fun scrolling, guys. Look for one that you guys like and just tell us about them. Tell us a story.
I snagged a couple Avastars. I'm like, these things are going to be gone soon, Series 5, and I want to make sure I get a couple more under the belt before they're gone for good. It's cool. I'm excited for this week. We got so much cool stuff going on, and I don't know, that was sort of like the mantra I was like trying to kick out on like Twitter over the weekend. I'm like, you know, the price may dip, but the show doesn't stop, right? I mean, we've got tons of action-packed awesome stuff. We're gonna do our giveaways, we're gonna make it rain. We may make it rain in a denomination that unfortunately is worth 60% less than it was last week, but yo, I mean, we're still gonna have a lot of fun and do all this stuff. And you know, market could dip another 75%, but the show goes on and we're gonna keep kicking ass.
Dude, the lowest I saw Ethereum was like 1800. Like, we were below 2K. What, did it go lower than that?
That was about as low as I saw it too, I think so. But yeah. I'm like, dude, a year ago, it was like $200. So I'm like, you know, everyone wants ETH to hit 10K, but I'm like, you know, I mean, come on, people. What were you like really expecting? We'll get there eventually.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually, but you know, let me buy it low.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, Sandy, so great to have you back in action here and happy to hear you're feeling better. Any other shout outs we need to hit before we wrap out? Obviously, yeah, shout out Easy's Listening Party.
Yeah, shout out to Easy's Listening Party. Shout out to all of our mods. Shout out to Dragon Age, to Quigbell. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody who held it down and for showing up and helping out as well. So shout out to you guys. All the people in the chat.
Awesome. Cool. All right, Sandy. Well, I will see you tomorrow at the Avstars giveaway then.
Yeah, see you there. Yeah.
Actually, I'll see you at like the Narcissus event, then the Avstars giveaway, then the Rara event. It's going to be dope. Tomorrow is no joke. After. Yeah, call out of work, y'all. It'll be a great day tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Sandy. All right, guys. Meow.
Meow.